Grace to you and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 16th of October. I'm Paul White and I'm in the 25th and 26th verses of 1 Corinthians 10. Eat whatever is sold in the meat market, asking no questions for conscience sake, for the earth is the Lord. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness. What an amazing and refreshing change of pace. If you have been following the teachings of Moses through the Old Testament, dietary laws consume large chunks of Exodus and Leviticus. And then you arrive at Paul, and this is why Paul, to some, is a heretic. Paul takes all of that dietary law and changes it. I mean, he literally quotes Psalms 24 as a text that gives you permission to eat whatever's on the earth. Can you imagine how that went down with a Jewish audience? Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully. Now, I read several verses beyond where Paul read. I just wanted you to get the idea behind that 24th Psalm. A psalm, by the way, that's strategically placed behind the 23rd Psalm, because once you begin to see the Lord as your shepherd and recognize that you dwell in the house of the Lord, then you will start to determine what the house of the Lord looks like, which is Psalms 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. And so the world becomes your place. I don't mean the secular world as in sinful world, but the planet that you live on becomes your place. And once it becomes your place, you have both the right and the responsibility on that planet. You have the right to eat whatever sold in the meat market. Don't ask questions for conscience sake, because the earth is the Lord in all of its fullness. You have the responsibility to not seek your own, but to seek each other's well-being. So once you've established that you are the sheep and he is the shepherd, and that he is leading you, and that you are destined to dwell in the house of the Lord forever, once you take that text and stop putting the house of the Lord off as a place called heaven only, and realize that it's the earth that is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, that's the next verse. That's Psalms 24. And those psalms were placed in the order they were for a reason. They were often performed in order, by the way, by the choir of Israel, for that reason, because they spoke theological truths often in chronological order. And so once you have the house of the Lord being the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, then you watch how Paul takes you from... And this is backwards even to the way we teach it. I mean, I teach you have the right to call yourself a son. The authority is a good word we like to use from the Greek. For he who believes on his name hath given him the right or the authority to call themselves the sons of God. And then I teach that once you know your rights, you should also pick up your responsibility, because you have a responsibility to your neighbor, and you have a responsibility to the earth, and you have a responsibility to the kingdom, and how could you not? You're a king. And a king with no responsibility, what is he king of? Not much, or at least not for long. Paul takes the opposite course in this text for a moment, briefly. You are responsible. All things are lawful. They're not helpful. All things are lawful. They don't all build up your neighbor. Be responsible for your neighbor. Why? Because you have the right to eat whatever sold in the meat market. Don't ask questions for conscience sake. The earth is Lord and fullness thereof. Notice how really you don't have proper teaching on responsibility without rights, and you don't have proper teaching on rights without responsibility. You could take 1 Corinthians 10, 23 to 26 in a microcosm, teach rights and responsibilities. It's a powerful passage to do that because it shows your right on the earth, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and your responsibility on the earth to both the earth and your neighbor. And you could pull in the principles that Paul pulls in, which is Psalms 24, put it where it belongs, behind Psalms 23, and bring an awareness. Now, Paul's audience, they're not entirely Jewish, but there's a lot of Jewishness happening in this audience, obviously. And so, for them, they're going to make those connections a little quicker than we do. There's a lot of Gentiles in Paul's audience. And so, Paul can't just lean on Psalms 24, because the Gentiles in his audience don't know to the extent that his Jewish audience knows Psalms 24. That doesn't mean they can't hear it, read it, recite it. And perhaps they were doing so in their churches. That's probably the songs of the early church, by the way. We don't think a lot about that. Like when they come together and worship, what do they sing? Well, at least the first generation church probably sang the same songs they had sang when they were growing up, or when they were gathering in synagogue. They probably sang the songbooks of Israel. And so probably the same thing is happening in Corinth. So then he goes practical. That's 27. If any of those who do not believe invites you to dinner and you desire to go, eat whatever is set before you, asking no question for conscience sake. So basically, if an unbeliever invites you to eat with them and you want to go, that's a biggie right there. That's more Christian than Jewish. In the Jewish realm, you don't go. They're an unbeliever. Jesus went, and that caused a firestorm in his life because he went and ate with sinners. And the Pharisees went nuts. Paul doesn't say, you know, pray about whether you should go. No, he says, if you desire to go, go. Eat whatever they put in front of you. Don't ask questions. I don't know if we've I'll try to bring this out a little more tomorrow, but I don't know if we've really swallowed the impact of how big these two things are in verse 27. If you want to go eat with an unbeliever, go. And when they put something in front of you, eat it. These are two things that under a Jewish old covenant mindset, you could not do. Just blanket could not do. You did not go sit down with a sinner and you didn't just eat what's in front of you. Tomorrow I want to tell you why. Because they have a lot to do with consciousness under the law. And the fact that you're freed from them should tell you something about the consciousness you should have in the spirit. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.